Wednesday night, Chodesh Halvavos. Sha'ar Avodas Elokim. No, I have. Perek Hamishi, we're learning all about the Yetzer Hara. He's the ghostwriter here. Shari, what did I say? Okay, sorry. Shari Yichud HaMaisa, thank you. We're going through different, and he goes really in order, from the most fundamental, all-encompassing Yetzer Hara, that there's no Hashem, and that the world, there's no neshama, and that the Torah is not true, and Torah Shebaal Peh is not true. He says, when that fails, he tries that. When that fails, he tries that. He's in the middle of talking about Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is already something that you really have to believe in. I mean, you know, they say, they made it up. Is it really Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim? Was it an unbroken chain of tradition? Now, these things are really discussed in Sfarim. The truth is that the yeshiva world, I'll say we, who's we? I'm we. The yeshiva world doesn't learn these things. And they really should. There's many fine Sfarim written about, or even books now. You have The Dynamics of Dispute, a very nice book written in English about how, you ever see it? A very good book. It's written around 15 years ago by a fellow. And about, you know, all these kashas, like, how did they ever develop machlokas about tefillin? And what is machlokas? And what does the Rambam mean that there's no machlokas about Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim? All over Shas, there's machlokas about Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. And all those kinds of things. If you get hold of it, if you see it in the store, it's kedai to buy. It's a good book. The Dynamics, or The Dynamic of Dispute. And you have a lot of books, the history books, that treat these kinds of issues. Again, like I said last night, whether or not we should teach the issues and their solutions. Like, I don't think anybody holds, for example, even I don't think, that we should teach in schools or in yeshivas about biblical criticism and, like, their kashas and what the terutzim are. Even what the missionaries use. You know, you want to go to Tov Yosinger? TovYosinger.com? What? That's it? It's his or someone else?
I don't think there's a TovYosinger.com.
Whatever. And he has tapes and everything. I don't think anybody, I don't know. I take you back to what I talked last night. What should we bring up in the classroom and talk about it? My feeling is the Yud Gimel Ikrim. We should talk about the Yud Gimel Ikrim and how we know it's true and why we believe it and why it's important. But to go start with I hold like my wife, to go start with teaching kashas and you know, how come there's this and how come that, it's not kedai. No, if someone asks the questions, so you have to, the mistake is to shut up the person that asks the question and to say, you're not allowed to ask such a question. No such thing. Now, the Chavos Halvavos that we learned, he's the biggest believer that everything should be explained and everything should, let people ask questions and you'll search out the answers and you'll answer them. But again, you know, that makes sense to me in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Because he holds you have to know Hashem and all the beliefs of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The Chavos Halvavos holds should go beyond belief and become some sort of like knowledge that you're convinced that it's true. What do you say in the Hagdama? You'll never get a mathematical proof to anything. It'll never be 1 + 1 = 2. It's impossible. It's not possible, because the guy will just say, you know, you tell a guy that the two sides of a triangle equal the third, something like that. A squared plus B squared equals C squared in a right triangle. So no one could say, Ah, I don't believe that. Show them. And there's proofs, right? Two parallel lines can never meet. Ah, baloney. But you say Hashem exists, and because how could it be? So look, that's not mathematical. Yeah, that's. It's easy to just say. I mean, it's not intellectually honest, but it's easy. You just say, yeah, maybe a million monkeys sat there. Who made the monkeys? What do you think? Okay. So, whether you should teach, he doesn't talk about here what those questions are. He just says the Eitzara wants you to question Torah Shabbat Peh, and how did the rabbis know that tefillin is tefillin? And so he says, you can answer everything with straightforward seichel and rationale. If Hashem gave you instructions in the Torah, so he certainly developed some method to know what the instructions are. Like, what am I supposed to do? Hashem's telling me to do something. What's he telling me to do? So al karchach, there's an oral tradition. Logically, there's an oral mesorah how to fulfill k'shatam losal yodecha for you to talk to false beninecha. That's all. So that's what he says. You can knock off the Yetzirah just by realizing how logical and rational it is that there is a Torah Shebaal Peh, or else nothing in the Torah Shebaal Ksav would make any sense. And you've already convinced yourself that Hashem gave the Torah, so why would he give a Torah that no one can understand? Absurd. So we'll start from page Kufayin Dalid, below Old, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Line 6 on Kufayin Dalid, below Old, but he says if you look carefully, you'll see that Torah Shebiksav that you've all of a sudden fallen in love with does allude to a Torah Shebaal Peh. Below Old, Elisha HaKosuv, the Pasuk itself, Himcha Osanu pushes us, leads us, b'chol se'ifav al Torah Shebaal Peh. Ba'omro ki polim imcha dover lamishpat ba'omro v'darashta v'higidu l'cha estvar hamishpat. As you go to a greater authority, v'omar v'sh shiasa v'zodom l'vil tishmo el ha-kohen ha-omid l'sharisham. So it's talking about listening to the Rabbanim, listening to the Bali Masorah, listening to those who know Torah. So what do you have to listen to them for if everything's written? Torah to the whole body of things are not written. When you realize the logical imperativeness of there being a Torah Shebaal Peh, Yosef Imcha HaSofek, poof. It's horror, it goes poof, it's not there anymore. It was all smoke and mirrors. V'izbor lecha hamado hamoskol, knowledge, primary knowledge, v'hamoskol and logical deductions, v'hakosov, things that it says in the Torah, v'hamosur, things that you know through Mosaira. Why doesn't he? I think that's what he means by the first pasuk. He means that whole parsha. Ki polim imchadov l'mishpat culminates in Lo Sosur. B'chashi yisyoish melach shilchem enofen hazeh. The Torah once again gives up. The Lord said it's easy to chase him away. The only problem is he keeps coming back. But he's easy to chase away. Yizum es hadover mitzad haschar v'onesh. He's not that, because what keeps us honest, Rabbi Osai, is charva onesh. Whether it's our parents giving us onesh and schar, or it's Hashem, it's removed. It's the whole idea. You see that the second parasha of Kriya Shema talks about charva onesh. Hashem knew how the human being is wired, and we need charva onesh to keep us. Keep us honest. You say people, hey, what is Harmonish? Well, it's like all these great geniuses decided they're not going to give marks in the colleges. They're not going to give marks. People want to learn. Yeah. right? Or just pass-fail. They're not going to give marks. They're just going to give pass-fail. So everybody stopped studying. Nobody killed themselves. And, you know, that's what happened. The human being responds to stimuli. Schar ba'onesh. It works. It works. So the Yetzer Hara would find it very valuable to make you doubt about schar ba'onesh. Now, since it doesn't happen immediately, right? I don't know, I just did that, nothing happened to me. So he has a makom to get his paws in there because we need instant gratification or instant onesh. Once it takes like a minute, who says it's connected? It was a whole minute ago. What? Yeah. First, he'll make you wonder if there's schar ba'onesh in olam hazeh, because that's immediate. That's what you see. So the old melech will say, "Ah, come on! Look at all the tzaddik v'ralos and rosh v'tovlos in the world. You're going to tell me there's schar ba'onesh in olam hazeh?" The old melech will say, "Ah, come on! Look at all the tzaddik v'ralos and rosh v'tovlos in the world. You're going to tell me He makes a whole segue into discussing Tzadik Viralo and Rosh Vatovlo. But he explained it, because the Lovers gave rational explanations both for Tzadik Viralo and Rosh Vatovlo. He expects you to learn the Sefer, to be convinced that they could be true. And since Hashem is a mative, Hashem does good, and Hashem by definition is just, so it's no great leap to accept the Terutzim for Tzadik V'Ralo and Rosh V'Tovlo. There's many Terutzim. How do you know he's a Tzadik? How do you know it's Ralo? How do you know this? How do you know that? What we don't know is more than what we know, but we think we know. Okay, we'll stop here. No, we won't. I didn't realize. So first he'll make you wonder if there's schar ba'onesh in olam hazeh. And then the next paragraph, because yisyoish ha'yetzim and etzeach ha'yetzim and oifan hazeh, yisapek oleinu gemul olam habah va'onsho. What olam habah? Where olam habah? We have no conception of olam habah. Just like we have no conception about our neshama. The truth is we have no conception about ruchnius at all. So he talked about this problem. How are you promising us literally a pie in the sky? You're promising us olam haba, and it doesn't say it anywhere beferish, and we don't even know it. So if you're in Shara, I think it was Shara Bitochen or Shara Bodes Halakim, he talked about why the Torah doesn't like explicitly talk about olam haba. So he gave many reasons why not. But the Yetzer Hara wants to use that fact to shake us. The Yachs of the Baalbel, Ulishabish Osanu, Machmas Miyat Mitsuyuso, because it, the Maizah doesn't say it so much. The Sifreinu, it means in the Torah. Umiyat Gilu Yon Yonambo. Ba'ad V'chashin Esboni, B'mashi Yesh, Mithay B'sifrei Shoran Aviyim, G'ayin V'aruach Toshuv Elhu Alvikim Asher Nesona, V'chaim Nosati L'cho Malchim. I think this is right. Shabbos Chanukah and Baloschus of Torah. Sati l'cha loch l'cha mahalchem and omdim ha'ele. Chaymar of tufcha shetzafanti liveyecha. Chayn ayin lo rosa l'kim zul osecha yasal l'machakeloi. V'chayn walach l'chmenecha tzidkecha. Barba keyot z'beilu. Ima shemoyro aleinu mesoyros harishayinim. So first of all, there are psukim that indicate that there's an olam haba. Second of all, we have a mesorah that there is. That could be halacha mishum Sinai too. Any unbroken link is a mesorah. U'mashem musig min of derech haseikel, at the chaybis halvavas, good old chaybis halvavas, he always has to throw this in. What seems to you to be rational thought. So you figure it out, because it's rational, and they're just making a bilbo, but Yishkatu Nafshal Seinu V'yu B'tuchem Amitos Hechach Hagmo V'nei Shalom Abba. Okay. That really was not good. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.